Okay, so first of all, a good walk and a good chaydish. So we're holding, going back into the Rambam himself in Perek Ches on in the Memorom edition. It's page Lamed Zayin. The second line of the last paragraph. I should say the Memorom, the old edition. I don't know what it's in the new edition. The paragraph begins Umipnei Zeha Inyan Zacharnu. But the truth is that that sentence should have been attached to the previous paragraph, and this paragraph should really begin with Vihine Nishar Aleinu Levayer. So that's where we're holding. Vihine Nishar Aleinu Levayer Davar Echad Mizeha Inyan. It remains for us to explain one thing from this sugya. Vahu Sheyesh Mipsukim. Yachshavu behem bnei adam. Oh, the truth is, I forgot. I like to read from the Mosadar of Cook edition over here. So I'm going to read again. If there's small differences, it's just very small. So he says, Yesh mi psukim yachshavu behem bnei adam. There are psukim that people think based on those psukim. Shashem yisbarach yigzor b'meri, that a kadosh baruch hu is goyzer on a person. When he that he's goes on him to do wrong, to rebel against him, okay, meaning that it's not really a person's fault if he did an avera. It could be decreed by Hashem. He maybe had no choice in it. That's what we understand some psukim, v'shashem yisborach yachriach lov, and that a kadosh baruch hu forced him to do the avera. It's not really the guy's fault. Says the Rambam, this is sheker. There's no such thing. Hashem doesn't force someone to do an avera. The truth of the matter is, maybe I'll mention that there's, you know, people know it mostly from Reb Tzadok, people that learn Reb Tzadok. So every once in a while, he has a piece like that, where he kind of says that there may be such an occurrence, such a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces a person to do a chet. It's the idea is very often pulled out of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah by David HaMelech. It says, and by the Klal Yisrael, by the Chet HaEgel, where it says, Lo Yehaya David Roy Lo Yisrael Maisa. Right, David really wasn't roy to be chayte in that chet with Bathsheba. Right, Ella, what was the lashon that? One second, I'll get the Gemara here, so we can read the exact lashon. Ella, well, that's by the Chet HaEgel. Where's the Loi Haya Loi David Roy? Yeah, Ella Lama Asu. It's daf, the end of Daf Dalet Amid Beis. So I'll read the Gemara. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Three lines from the end of Daf Dalet Amid Beis in Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Like David roy loisa ma'isa v'lo Yisrael ru'uy loisa ma'isa. David wasn't roy to that chet of Bathsheba, and Klal Yisrael wasn't ru'uy to that ma'isa, which is the chet of the eagle. Loi David roy loisa ma'isa d'chsev. David wasn't really roy for that ma'isa d'chsev, as it's written, v'libi chalal bikir bi. My heart is empty inside of me. And Rashi explains, Yetzahara chalal bikirbi, ve'en lekeich lishlet bikirbi. My heart is like empty, the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara doesn't have the ability to control me at all. So David kiviyachol didn't have, you know, David didn't have a Yetzahara according to that drasha. And ve'lo Yisrael luri leisa ma'isa, and Yisrael wasn't roy to that ma'isa. D'ksiv mi yitin v'hoi levavim zelahem, liyira oisi kol hayamim. Ella says the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Lama also, why did they do it? Lomar lecha, she'im chata, yachid, if it's in order to teach you that if an individual sinned, omrim lo, klach etzel yachid, Go learn from the individual who also did a chet, meaning David HaMelech. V'imchatu tzibur, and if an entire community sinned, oimrim loy kalechei tzol tzibur, they tell him, oimrim lahu, they tell the tzibur, go learn from the tzibur, right? Meaning, go learn that you could do tshuva. Rashi says, loy malecha, to tell you, right, that if an individual sinned, so he says, gzeiras melech haisa, it was the decree of the king, litoin pischoin pelashavim, that the chet of David HaMelech by Bathsheba and the chet of the eagle was in order, was a gzeira of the melech, was a decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to allow a pischoin, to give a pischoin peh for people to learn to do tshuva. So, based on that Gemara, and specifically Rashi's perush of that Gemara, there's somewhat of a basis for you know, Reb Tzadik, in Ishbitz, you have this kind of stuff that there are certain times maybe where a person kibayochel didn't have bechira to do it. I don't want to get into that now. Right now, we're focused on the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam clearly is very, very, very against that kind of mahalach. And as the Rambam says, ze sheker, it's a sheker. And he says there are those who learn this out of various psukim, but it's wrong. Utzrichim anu levarim, and therefore says the Rambam, we need to explain them. Okay, how to understand Reb Tzadik, or you know, that's maybe a different time, but right now we're just going to focus on the Rambam, Be'ez Hashem. Utzrichim anu levarim, and we need to explain those psukim. Ki harbe mibnei ha'adam hisbalbalu behem. There are many people that became confused from these various psukim. Umizeh, and he gives an example. Mashinemar Avram, what it says by Avram, Va'avadum vi'inu oisam arbam ois shana. Right, that there's going to be a foreign nation that's going to enslave them and bring suffering upon them for 400 years. Amru, they said, Halo tir'eh, so you see, Shegozel al hamitzriim sheyachmesu zera Avram. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed on the Mitzrayim that they would rob and hurt and you know, make suffer the children of Avram. V'lama anasham. So why did he punish them? Haloi be'echreach b'gzeiras Hashem yis'ale. Wasn't it? They were forced into it by decree of Hashem yisbarach. Hishtabdu b'hem k'ma shegazer aleihem. They didn't do anything more than Hashem's decree. So why did Hashem punish the Mitzrayim? V'atshuva elu, the answer to these people is as follows. Shezeha inyin dome ki ilu amar Hashem yizbarach. This inyin is similar as if Hashem told them, Shehanoladim le'atid yemhem mored ve'oved ve'chasid ve'ra. As if Hashem said, listen, you know, the people that are about to be born, some of them are going to, there's going to be a someone rebellious. There's going to be a rebellious person there. The oived, or the person's going to be an oived. Shalom, Reb Shmuel, another Shmuel. The chassid, and there's going to be a pious, or this person that's going to be born is going to be a pious person. Vera, or he's going to be an evil person. Vizamiti. And that's true, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. He knows what this person is going to be like. But it's not because of that statement of Hashem that the person had to, you know, that bad person had to be bad. And also, that so-and-so, the tzaddik, is a tzaddik. It wasn't. He had to use his free choice to become that tzaddik. The statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not negate the bechira of the person. Instead, he says, Rambam says, whoever wants to be bad, he will do so with his own bechira. But if he had wanted to be a tzaddik, if that person wants to be a tzaddik, he will be able to. Ve'ein monelo, it won't be prevented from him. V'chein kol tzadik v'tzadik. So, you know, basically the Rambam is very demanding. I know that there are some people that like to wave the Reb Tzadik Torah nowadays because it can be very comforting to a person. Well, don't feel so, but, you know, people get very down, especially maybe youths, but perhaps adults as well, they could get very down about different averis that they may have done and fallen into or whatever it is. So you know, a lot of there's this line of hashpa out there which says, you know, well, don't worry about it. Reb Tzadik says sometimes a person has no choice, and maybe he really had no choice, so you can now come closer to Hashem. It kind of like maybe somewhat comforting. And but the Rambam is very demanding, and the Rambam says no. there's no such thing. It's all the bechira of a person. The truth of the matter is, I think that there's a very big misusage of Reb Tzadik's Torah when it comes to this, because Reb Tzadik is very clear that it's not a usual occurrence. And for the most part, when Reb Tzadik uses this, it's like by very big people and very big circumstances that have a very big impact on the world. It's not like just, you know, the little you and me out there that Hashem is, even in, according to Reb Tzadik. But, okay, in any case, again, Reb Tzadik is a separate parasha, but I'm just mentioning the fact that the Rambam is very demanding here. On the one hand, he's demanding. On the other hand, it can be liberating if you focus on the aspect of that no matter how much a person feels like he has no choice, you really have a choice, so you can tap into that. That can also be mechazik. Anyway, so he says the same thing, v'chein kol tzadik v'tzadik, ilo haya reitz liyisra, every tzadik, if he wanted to be bad, lo haya manela mizeh, he wouldn't have been prevented from that. There wouldn't be nothing holding him back. Ki advorim sha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, lo amaram al ish yedua. Okay, so it's actually not, actually from this line, you see, it's not actually the regular case of Yediyah and Bechira. The Rambam is going with a different Mahal here. I made a mistake in what I said a few minutes ago in bringing Yediyah and Bechira here to the, that's not what he's talking about. He's saying, we're gonna have, let's say, the following list of people are going to be born tomorrow, or in 9 months, whatever it is. And of those, there's going to be there are going to be rebellious people, they're going to be tzaddikim, and they're going to be like this and that, whatever, right? The Rambam says, lo amar mal ish yedua. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that kind of a statement, he wasn't speaking about any specific person, ad sheyoma kvar nigzar alov, to the point that you can say, oh, it's already been decreed on that person that he should be a rasha, or that he should be a tzaddik. Va'omnam bo advarim leklal. The gzera of the Rambam was in a general decree. V'nishar kol ish, v'ish bebchirosoi, be'ikar yitzirosoi, so that each and every person remained with his bechira in the ikar of his creation. There's no one that's no individual that's forced into a specific slot. V'chein kol ish v'ish min ha-mitzriyim ha-shechomsu v'inu oysam ha-ya b'b'chirosay sh'leyach meseim ilu ha-ya roitze. And so too, each and every person of the Egyptians that robbed and that afflicted the Jewish people, it was in his b'chira sh'leyach meseim ilu ha-ya roitze, not to rob the Jew if he wanted. Ki lo'y nigzar la'ish b'frat sh'yach meseim, because there was no decree on the individual person that he would rob them. So the Rambam is mechalek that though HaKadosh Baruch Hu may make a gzera that the Egyptian people as a whole will be will put the Jewish people in slavery and will bring suffering upon them, but each and every individual has the ability to act differently, to, you know, kind of bring himself out of that klal, not be part of that klal gzeira. It's just, there's no gzeira on each and every individual person.
How do you deal with the Beit Hanok in the Sheikh's Parsha? Hashem took him while he was still a tzaddik, but he was like a vagrant tzaddik sometimes.
I didn't hear because there, I don't know, something wrong with the speaker. It started making noise. What did you say?
I'm saying, case of Hanoch in this week's parsha.
Yeah.
He was taken by Hashem because sometimes he was a tzaddik, but he was wavering. Sometimes he could go the other way. And Hashem took him while he was still a tzaddik. And it's as if the Hebrew was taken away from him.
No, I think if anything, that's a proof to, I mean, it's in line with the Rambam. The idea is that you see that Hanoch was able to act in any which way he wanted. And sometimes he was matzliach in mizgabra, and sometimes he wasn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take him when he's on a high, because at the end of the day, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person for Olam Haba, it's how you end it off. So it wasn't that he had a removal of the Bechira, but Hashem decided, you know, I want to take him when he's doing good, not when he's on a low, because he might end off on a low. So that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu apparently appreciated his efforts and decided, you know, let's take him now so he doesn't mess it up. But that's not taking away the Bechira.
You can see also by looking at the Germans, the Nazis, thousands and thousands, of different pratim.
Right.
Of each particular case of what this particular Nazi did, or this particular German, or particular Pole, or whatever it did. I guess you could say on each one, you didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He had a free choice not to do that.
Right.
But maybe it was a little bit, the chances are he would do it, and he did do it.
Right. There may be, that just by the fact that there is a general gezeira, that it's more difficult, maybe. The cards are stacked somewhat, making a more difficult story. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going to speak, if I remember correctly, he's going to speak about that aspect of things when we get to it. Hashem. Okay. So says the Rambam, V'zoysa tshuva ba'atzma, nashiv al umro. And this answer itself, we will respond to the one who says, from the Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, Hinecha shoychev im avoysecha, you are now going to lie with your fathers. He's saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be nifter from the world. V'kama am hazeh, and this nation is going to rise up, v'zona achrei lehei nechar, and they're going to stray after foreign gods. She'ein hefresh bein, so people understand from that, right, it leads, or it lends to understand to an understanding that maybe Hashem is decreeing upon the person, upon the nation, that they're going to stray. So says the Rambam, she'ein nefesh bein zeh, there's no difference between this ubein omroi, or him saying, kol mi she'avad avodas kachavim ye'osa bekach vekach, whoever serves avodah zara, the following is going to be done to him. If there's not going to ever be anybody in the world that's going to serve Avodah Zarah, so that scare tactic, so to say, or that hafchada, that making, that fear, was levatala. It never had to take place. And all the curses that go along with the one who does Avodah Zarah is also, they're going to be levatala. No need for them. And so to all the punishments in the Torah. We're not allowed to say, we can't say, that because we found a din, that there's skila, right? There's a punishment of skila in the Torah, we're not going to say, that this guy who was mechal Shabbos, he had no choice. He was forced to be mechal Shabbos. And we're not going to say because of the klalos, the curses that were given out in the Torah. No more we're going to say she'asher ovdu avodas kachavim v'chalu aleihem haklalos ahein she'nigzer aleihem la'avda, that those who served avodah zarah and then, had those curses befall them, we're not going to say that it was decreed upon them to serve avodah zarah. Aval bebechiras avodah kol miyesh avodah v'chalu aleihem ha'inesh. It's the bechira of the person that gives him that he with his bechira he serves. He served Avodah Zarah, and anybody who did that then gets that oynish. Kamoshen Emor, like we're going to say, like the pasuk says, Gam heima bocharu b'darcheihem v'goymer. Pasuk in Yeshaya, they also chose in their pathways. So the pasuk clearly says that they chose. Gam ani evchar besadu lehem umegureisam avi lehem. So Hashem says, I'm going to also choose to do what I'm going to do to them. Right? They chose with their pathways of bad, and I'm going to choose to bring upon them their punishments. So says the Rambam, Aval Amroi v'chizakti. Okay, so wait, so as far as the Mitzrayim goes, and as far as, for example, what the Nevuah, that the Jewish people are going to
stray after other gods, after Avodah Zarah, after Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter, those are just warnings that it can happen that they're going to stray. And if they do, I'm telling you, I'm going to do this and that. Go tell them. You know, that's the nevuah you have to, Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to give them. That they should, they've been warned that the following punishments will, you know, will be meted out to those who do this. But not that, not in a way. In other words, the same way you understand all the brachas and klolos. The brachas and klolos in the Torah, parshas Pachukaisai, parshas Kisavoi, they don't have to happen. There's no decree that Kalisol or people in the Jewish people have to do Averis. It's just if you do, then you're going to get that. And if you do good, then you're going to get the brachas. But now, says the Rambam, there is one thing that does seem to be very shver that we have to deal with separately. What's this business in Sefer Shmos? I strengthened the heart of Paro. And after he's mechazik the lev of Paro, he goes ahead, punishes him, and kills him. Yesh bo makam adaber. See, here the Rambam says already, you know, before the Rambam's attitude, if you could tell from this thing, it's like, it's stam sheker, it's stam ridiculous. But here already, he gives like a certain legitimacy that, you know, there's room to understand v'chizakti eslef power like that, and therefore we have to discuss this. So he says, yesh bo makam adaber v'yalem imenu b'yodenu sherish gadol. Here there's place for us to speak, and we're gonna come up in our hands with a big shayrish. This is gonna be, says the Rambam, this is gonna lead us to something big. Rambam asks of us to look at what he's saying over here. You know, consider it, put it to your heart. Compare it to the words of others. Compare it to the words of others. Oh, one second. I got to admit somebody here. Okay. Uvechal lecha tov, and choose the better, you know, the better of the two. The Rambam says, you know, compare it. Compare what I'm saying to others, and I guess the Rambam feels very secure. You're going to like his mahalach. V'hu etzli, and that is because by me, I hold Sheparo v'si'ato ilu lo haya lahem chet ele shelo shilchu Yisrael. Had their only chet been that they didn't send the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, haya ha'inyan misupak al kol panim. So then at least there would have been room to be misupak. There would have been room to doubt the authenticity of my mahalach over here. Sha'ari HaKadosh Baruch Hu menoa milishlach hasam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented them from sending them out. K'mo she'nemar, as it says, K'ani echbadeti es libo v'slev avodav. I, says Hashem, hardened the heart of Paro and the heart of his servants. Ve'echayam mevakesh me'em l'shalacham. So how could he request of them to send them out? Ve'em urchachim shelo l'shalacham. And they're forcibly unable to send out the Jewish people. How could he punish them after they didn't send them out? That clearly, undoubtedly, looks like a terrible avil, terrible misdeed. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu act like that? You punish somebody for something that you didn't let them do anyway. And this contradicts everything we've previously explained. So Rambam, that's not the story. It's not true that their only problem was that they didn't send the Jewish people. Paro and his group, they rebelled with their bechira, without anything forcing them to do bad. And they robbed the gerim that were amongst them, ve'ivlu alehem avil gamur, and they did terrible misdeed, behaved terribly to the Jewish people. Kasher nema b'beur, like it says very, very clearly, Vayomer Elamo, the Pasuk says, right? He said to his nation, Hine am b'nei Yisrael v'goymer havon ischak maloi. Let's make a plan against the Jewish people. V'zos ha'pu'ula ha'itamem b'b'chiratam ibli echreach. And that action was with their b'chira, nothing forcing them, rak b'l'ro'a levavam, only with the evil of their heart. V'oynesh Hashem yizbarach aleihem, al zeh l'mona me'atshuva. So the punishment that Hashem gave them for this was to prevent them from doing tshuva. Ad she'echulu aleihem me'onshim ma she'yaru'i lehem min adin. Till he would bring upon them the punishments that they deserved. U'meniatam me'atshuva yishelo yishalechem. And their prevention from tshuva was that they couldn't send them out. Power wasn't able to send the Jewish people out. Ukvar cried because Hashem hardened his heart. He didn't let him send them out. Ukvar ber le Hashem yizbarach zeh inyan v'yidio. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already, Hashem already explained this inyan and notified him. She'ilu haya roitzeh leitziyam levad. That if he had wanted to send them out, haya ma'abed oto v'siyato v'yotzi me'erah me'ein nichur. If that was the whole thing, right? If Hashem wanted to send them out, if that's all that he wanted, was the bottom line to send them out, then Hashem would just have destroyed Paro and his people. Then they would have left quickly without any delay. All that interested Hashem was just the bottom line, get the Jewish people out of there. He would have just whacked the Paro and the Mitzrayim, killed them out, and finished. But that wasn't enough. Hashem wanted, besides taking them out, or together with taking them out, he wanted to punish the Egyptians. On what previously took place in the way they were mishabed the Jewish people, in the way they enslaved them. Like he promised Avram, and he said, and also the nation that is going to enslave them, I'm going to judge, and afterwards they're going to go out, b'ruchush gadol. And it would have been impossible to punish them had they done tshuva. Therefore they were prevented from tshuva, and they were, and he hardened them. And that's what it says, ki ata shalachti es yodi, because now I sent my hand, v'ach oischo ves amcho badover, and I will, will smite you and your nation with the plague. Vatikachin min haaretz, will be destroyed from the land. Vulam bavur zois hamadaticha. However, it is because of this that I kept you in the game, so to say. I kept you around. Bavur ar oischeres koichi, in order that I'll show my koyach. I want to show you my koyach. Vulaman saper shmi b'chol haaretz, and in order that they will tell over my name in the whole world. This was a giloy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make, a giloy of his koyach. So, bottom line, the Rambam says, they weren't punished for not sending them out. The hardening of their heart was hardening Paro and his nation, their hearts, not to send the Jewish people out. But the punishments that they received wasn't for that. The punishment they received was for the way they treated the Jewish people prior to that stage where HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened their heart. And the reason he hardened their heart was in order to keep them around, to give them punishments, and in order to be mefarsim, the koyach of Hashem, in the entire world. It's interesting, the Gaon in Megillas Esther says, right, the Lashon of the Pasuk over there is La rogu la abed. No, but for that, what's the lashon? One second, let me see. I don't remember the lashon. Hold on. I think it's on the pasuk. In Perek Tes, Pasuk Hey, I don't have the Gra in front of me. I wasn't planning on mentioning this, but it just came to my mind. The Gaon over there says, "Vayaku Yehudim b'chol oyevehem makas cherev v'hereg v'avdan." right? They hit them like a hit them with a sword, meaning that they injured them with the sword, and then killing them and wiping them out. So I think it was on that pasuk that the Rambam, that the Gra says that the Jewish people purposely didn't kill them instantly, but rather first gave them a makas cherev that they should suffer before they died. That's what the Gaon says. Because of the terrible evil that they you know were trying to do, the genocide in the Jewish people, and because of their rishus, the Gaon says that there was it was important to let them suffer. Sometimes there's I was blown away when I saw that the first time. It sounds like so not Jewish, you know, but there apparently is, and based on this Rambam, you kind of can see if we're going to learn Valach the Bedrocha from the Rabbeinu Shalom's Mahalach, that there's sometimes, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu we see acted like that, that he punished the Mitzrayim, he kept them alive, he kept them in existence in order to punish them, in order to make them suffer, that they should have some, you know, bad times before finishing them off. That was part of the reason. The other part was in order to bring the Jewish people out in a way that there would be a big piersum, a big publicity to the Kayach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't remember if the Gra explains what the reason, if he says more than that the idea of the Makas Cherev, if he says more than that, if it's also a scare tactic, you know, people know they're going to suffer, they're not just going to be killed, it's a scare tactic for the future. So anyway,
you had that by the Egyptians drowning in the Yamsuk.
Yeah.
Depends on how deep they
were. Right, right, right. Another good example. Right, the ones who tortured the Jewish people more, they were kept up top and wishing around in the water and suffering much more. And those who treated them a little bit better just sank and died right away. Right, that's what Chazal say. And very good example. So it says the Rambam Vayter, V'im Taimar, if you're going to ask. Oh wait, no, I'm sorry, I skipped. The
Ein
L'daktik
Aleinu. Yeah. Can I just ask something?
Yeah.
It sounds like the Rambam's focus here is that the Paro was not able to free the Jews. That alone was like the beginning of his punishment.
Right.
In other words.
Yes.
He's not really focusing on the fact that they're gonna, you know, suffer the Makos as well. That might be true. But in terms of what the Rambam's Kavana is, right? The Rambam's Kavana is just specifically that the fact that they weren't sending the Jews free, that was part not of his own wrongdoing, but rather the beginning of the punishment.
No. He says, he says that he stopped them from their Bechira in order not to allow them to do tshuva, because otherwise he wouldn't be able to punish them. They deserved punishments that he had to give them. He wanted to give them those punishments. He had to give them those punishments. He says, "V'e'ef shel anshem ilo isim tshuva." He couldn't punish them if they were going to do tshuva. V'alkein nimnu me'a tshuva v'ziku behem. And therefore, they were prevented from doing tshuva, and they were
right.
So you see that the purpose of the punishment of taking away the bechira, the Rambam is saying, is in order for Hashem to punish them. Not just the silka bechir is not the only punishment. It's the beginning of the punishment. It's in order allow him to punish them more. In order to bring the makas, you know, it's not the okay.
Okay.
All right. I think actually maybe this is a good place to stop, and we'll Bez Hashem continue. Let's see how far this goes on. Yeah. This is a good place to stop until next time, Be'ez Hashem. So we'll stop here. It's good to see everyone after a long break. I don't remember if it was 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't remember how long we broke for. But Be'ez Hashem, it should be we should have everybody should have a good chodesh and a good vav. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue next time. Okay. Until then, we'll continue at 9 o'clock, Be'ez Hashem.